If you die and go to heaven, you go to the Cotswolds. If you die and go to hell, you're beside a hockey pitch with your hockey boots on a freezing cold day.
Did you actually play hockey?
No, just to jump over the ball. No, I loathe all sport. I'm useless at it.
Yeah. Well, you've obviously had other things to do, haven't you?
Yes. I was into literature and drama.
Oh,
in
right.
fact, Monica Sims, I've got lots of pictures of Monica Sims with me, and she became head of children's television.
Oh, right.
She never married, but she was head of children's television.
Yeah, for the BBC, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, an interesting life, obviously.
There was a school that worked too hard. Does Mummy say that, Louise?
Definitely.
I think it was a school that worked us really hard. By the time I'd finished prep, it was time for bed.
Yeah.
And in the holidays, all that homework, oh, they did.
So which school was this?
Denmark Road Girls High.
Okay, so you've told us what you did after Fieldings. One thing I didn't ask right at the beginning was your age now. Are you willing to tell us your age?
91.
91. Well, that's not a bad innings, is it?
As long as this works, so answer Laura back.
Yeah. Your brain is certainly still working. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I do the cryptic crossword in the Telegraph.
Do you?
I started using a magnifying glass, and it got so frustrating, I thought, I can't bear it, so I cancelled the Telegraph and take the Mail. But this morning I was thinking again, I missed that crossword. I don't know what to do, whether to go back to...
Yeah.
My idea of heaven is to sit with a cup of coffee, a packet of fags, and the cryptic crossword in the Telegraph with a biro. And you can leave me alone all day.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad, yeah. I think retirement is pretty good sometimes. Well, I think I've run out of questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Fieldings or people you met there?
I liked it very much. I think it was a super firm. Can't say anything against it at all.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's what most of the people we interview say. And
no, I wouldn't be able to think of anything against... No. No.
Yeah, well, that's great. It's a shame it's now a shopping centre. And
it's not.
It is. Yeah, it's now the key shopping centre in Gloucester, and it's all gone, as they say.
No, you've upset me.
Oh, sorry. There's a couple of blue plaques in the shopping centre saying that Fielding and Platt used to be here.
Right.
But that's...
How awful.
Yeah, so it's now a shopping centre. And the Wagon Works is now, they've got a track there, haven't they? Go-kart track.
Go-kart track.
Oh, God.
And the back of the Wagon Works is now a small industrial estate.
What about Moorlands?
I was just going to go on to say Moorlands is now Moorlands Industrial Estate. Simon Barron is now a housing estate. Permalee, did you know Permalee?
No.
That was a firm down the road. That's more still or less going. An industrial estate
yeah.
now.
No, that's still going.
Permanently still going? Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay. So the Bristol Road is not what it was even in the 1960s. But anyway, I'm reminiscing now, which is the wrong thing to do. I'm supposed to be talking to you. Happy that you've covered most of it?
I always think of Gloucester as a super place. Just super.
Yeah, yeah.
But as this chap said, please don't go back.
Yeah.
I mentioned King of Square and different things.
Oh.
And he said, oh, no,
yeah,
you mustn't
don't,
go
no,
back.
No, don't look at King Square, no. The council, yeah, have been talking about
it's
doing...
Is Bon Marché still there?
It's now... Bon Marché is now Debenhams.
Oh, right.
But the building's still there, but you've got lots of little shops within a big shop, really.
The New Inn, the Fleece.
The New Inn's there, the Fleece...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fleece is still there. Yeah, the pubs are still there. We know them.
And the cathedral.
Oh, the cathedral. Yeah, Derek's just said the cathedral's still there, which is probably... They've just done up the forecourt of the cathedral, and they've titivated it up a bit. So, and they're actually
yes.
doing quite nice. They have lots of art displays and things like that in the cathedral these days, which are quite interesting. My wife and I have been to see few of them. They're quite good. Anyway, once again, you've got me reminiscing now. I think we'll leave it at that and say thanks very much for your cup of tea and thanks for your time. And we'll get this on the website and we'll let your niece know when it's on there so you can have a look at it.
Yeah. You know, I think of Gloucester as a super place.
Yeah.
Yeah.